CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we're joined by Stephen Yates, who was a member of the Bush administration dealing with foreign policy, especially China, and is now a former national deputy security advisor to the vice president for the Bush administration. He's now CEO of DC International Advisory, here to lend his hand with a puzzle that's presenting the whole world now. That is the origins of the virus and the theories, the reigning theories, too, about where it came from. The presumption being, if you don't solve where it came from, another one will come again, and we've learned nothing and not prepared ourselves. I go to the facts in these last days that are tumbling around us, dominating by the fact that the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, has asked 90 days for his intelligence community to give him some more detail of the two theories. One, zoonotic, meaning from nature via from a bat to an intermediary animal to humans. And two, a lab leak in Wuhan sometime, well, therein lies the question. Late 2019, early 2020, we don't know. So those two theories are part of the president's inquiry. But there's been other information developed in many sources. Mr. Fauci of the CDC has indicated that he doesn't rule out a lab leak. The only place you can go for certainty is the People's Republic of China, where the speakers for the authorities are adamant that it was a nature, zoonotic nature connection between the bat and intermediary and humans, that the wet market was at the center of it, unless, of course, there were other wet markets involved, and that the lab leak story is unacceptable, not willing to entertain it in China. That matters a deal because the WHO is now asking for a review of the investigation that it vouchsafed these last months, saying that a lab leak was unlikely. Well, the WHO now looks as if it wants to look again at a lab leak theory. All this adds up to a tangle for anybody reading the news from outside. Steve, these thoughts about a lab leak were present right away when the virus hit in 2020. Because of circumstances, but not because of evidence. Your experience when dealing with the People's Republic of China, the big question, no matter how it is pressed, no matter how the investigation goes forward this year, next year, the next 10 years, do you believe that China can conceal or not cooperate and make a final determination not possible? Good evening to you, Steve.
Well, good evening, John. Well, my experience would suggest that, number one, any analyst worth their salt, when they see a uniform, aggressive communication strategy coming from Beijing with regard to an incident or an outbreak, whether it be Tiananmen Square massacre, the EP3 crash off of Hainan Island, or any other kind of major incident, when there's a coordinated political warfare communication strategy that is unfolding, you can take for 100% certitude that their explanation for what happened is not the answer. And in fact, that's probably the only certainty you'll ever end up with. You just need to do a diagnosis by omission for other kinds of theories to the best of your ability, because they will obstruct, obscure, and continue to play political warfare. In this particular instance, I think the Chinese were extraordinarily successful for over a year in their disinformation campaign, but that was aided and abetted by a domestic American political warfare campaign that wanted to obfuscate China's responsibility for the virus outbreak, because they wanted to focus instead on taking down a sitting president and putting blame on the outbreak there. And so I think this two-level disinformation campaign is now what's getting unfolded in the mainstream press. And I give kudos to Josh Rogan of the Washington Post for being in the mainstream media as an actor that began pushing this boulder back the other direction in the recent month or so.
Gordon, the wolf warrior, is that the Chinese strategy, not only a disinformation campaign, but the ability to be aggressive about it? I remember early on, for example, I was deeply puzzled when Chinese representatives pointed to America as the source of the vaccine. virus. America was blamed, not China. Is that the wolf warrior, Gordon, taking an impossible position and repeating it?
Well, that has become a wolf warrior diplomacy, John, and it really is puzzling because you're referring to Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian, who on March 12th of last year said that patient zero was in the U.S. and suggested that it was the U.S. Army that brought the disease to Wuhan. Now they're actually talking about the disease starting from Frederick's, Maryland, Frederick, Maryland, which is the home of Fort Detrick, the U.S. Army biolab. So really what it is now taking these impossible positions because they think they can get away with it. And as Steve pointed out, last year they did get away with it, but this year they're not.
Steve, let's use an example from your time in the White House. Hainan Island, I believe it was the winter of 2001, a Chinese warplane made it necessary for one of our surveillance craft to make an emergency landing, and the occupants were taken into custody. I believe the plane was studied and stripped in some fashion. Did they, at the time, this is another leadership, this is not Xi Jinping, this is a world away, China was not promoting itself as a world power. Did that episode teach you anything about how the Chinese deal with bad news in the face of everybody seeing what's up and then being told they're wrong?
Well, John, even at that time, there was an aggressive push by them to put out a narrative that was impossible. In the sense that and this was April Fool's Day of 2001 when the collision occurred. And you had a lumbering EP3 surveillance plane, and you have a very fast and flexible fighter jet. And the fighter jet is the one who obviously would have to cause a collision. And yet they insisted for some time that somehow this lumbering surveillance aircraft, number one, was in a location it was not in fact in, and that it had engaged in dangerous maneuvers to endanger the safety of their brave fighter pilot. It didn't hold up as a narrative for very long, but they were very successful in sort of pushing mystery out into international news coverage with the holding of the crew. Jiang Zemin even went to Latin America, left the country during a time of crisis and claimed that communications were difficult. So there are methods that are consistent here. But I think the big, big difference is what you and Gordon have referred to of the very aggressive kind of fangs showing vitriol that has come from official, usually very boring sources in China, making it very plain this is an aggressive, hostile political warfare campaign.
Gordon, you have a question for Steve.
Steve, as John mentioned, last Wednesday, President Biden ordered a 90-day review of the origins of the coronavirus. Where do you expect this will go, especially because, as John pointed out, you no longer have Trump around, and it's really become just maybe a less politicized issue?
Well, number one, never in my multiple decades of watching and participating in intelligence operations or analysis as a customer and as a producer, never would I have ever heard of something that would take 90 days to review a set of data that has existed for over a year and a half. And it's not as if there weren't people going over this kind of data over and over and over. There was a very thorough investigation of intelligence, diplomatic communications, and other data under the Trump administration. Really, this is just a review of the review. It should not take 90 days. So I see this mostly as a political exercise to put a finger in the air and have a sense of which way the wind is going to blow over the next 90 days before deciding how they want to come down, because their narrative of the 2020 campaign and their narrative about responding to the virus and their narrative for how they wanted to deal with China are all colliding and collapsing at once right now.
And Steve, because China sees this and because they can take advantage of the divisions that still exist here in the Biden administration, what do you expect after 90 days? China will remain mum and say it's none of our concern?
If I were China, which of course I can't really put my mind into their being, I would be as calm and quiet as I could and let the Americans torture themselves on what they want or need to say about this. We have Kurt Campbell, who I think is a sound mind among the Democrats within the Biden White House, talking about a move away from cooperation and more towards competition. I think that they're trying to find a way to tie together what their approach to China is going to be generally.
Okay.
But I think that their narrative is going to have to come back basically where Josh Rogan and the Washington Post have brought it.
Steve Yates, DCI International, DC Advisory International, former national deputy national security advisor in the Bush administration, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.